good day, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Power Chat. I am your host, Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech. On a recent episode, we discussed the government's 25% rebate program, which is a deduction on all domestic electricity bills, $300 or less. Today, we speak about another program designed to help customers with their bills, the Utilities Assistance Program. We are joined in studio by Mrs. Maricia Pegas, Manager, Customer Services at the Ministry of Public Utilities, which is the body responsible for the program. Maricia, welcome. Can you give us a summary of the Utilities Assistance Program?
Good day, Annabelle, and thank you for having me on Power Chat. As you may know, the Utilities Assistance Program is a program of the Ministry of Public Utilities that is geared towards assisting low-income customers of both WASA and TNTech with ensuring that they have access to basic utilities, electricity, and water.
But for our purposes today, we'll focus only on the electricity aspect of the program. Can you give us the eligibility criteria for the program?
In order to be eligible, customers' average usage should be 600 kilowatt hours or less over their three last billing cycles. In order to apply for the electricity subsidy, persons must complete a UAP application form and submit it to the Ministry of Public Utilities for processing. These forms are available at the Ministry of Public Utilities. We have also made them available at our South and North Electrical Inspectorate offices, the offices of TNTech Customer Service Centers. Persons must submit along with their application form a valid form of national identification, a copy of their TNTech bill, along with the proof of ownership or the right to occupy the property for which the subsidy is required. Persons who are beneficiaries of the Ministry of Social Development must submit either a letter or stub showing that they are beneficiaries of the Senior Citizens Grant, Disability Grant, or the TT Food Card. In cases where persons with disabilities but are not in receipt of the grant, they should simply show that they are legally disabled and their proof of income, if there is one. If it is that they receive income or pension from another source, they should also submit proof of this pension.
That is a mouthful, but we will give you some information at the end of the program as to where you can get some more details. But in the meantime, Maricia, can you tell me what is the assessment and approvals process like?
Once application forms are received by the Ministry of Public Utilities, they are assessed based on the person's information. We look at their socioeconomic status. Once this is verified, we then forward it to TNTech to have it assessed based on the person's customer status. TNTech will now look at whether the person is a residential customer and also their usage level. Once this information is sent back to the ministry, the ministry will then inform TNTech to go ahead and apply the subsidy, and the person is informed that they have been successful with the electricity subsidy.
Assistance is also provided to persons who may not be connected to the electricity grid to acquire solar panels. Tell us some more about that.
Well, Annabelle, the Ministry of Public Utilities has a solar panel assistance program under the UAP where we provide a solar panel system to persons who are unable to access the TNTech grid. These persons must be at a location where either due to the terrain or the distance from TNTech infrastructure or other reasons, it is now unfeasible for them to access electricity services. The ministry provides a small solar panel system. Similar to the bill assistance, persons are able to apply for this service using the solar panel assistance form. They need to submit along with this application form their valid identification, their proof of income. We also ask that persons get from TNTech a letter. Normally, it's referred to as a capital contribution cost letter, which indicates the feasibility of you getting access to TNTech's grid. Once the application form is received by the Ministry of Public Utilities, a project officer will go out to the applicant's location where we will assess the site. This information is then submitted to a technical advisory committee, which is a committee of the ministry that will assess it to ensure that it meets with the program criteria and that it is a project that could be undertaken. Once this is approved by the ministry, a contractor will be assigned to implement the project.
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Comprehensive information on the Ministry of Public Utilities Utilities Assistance Program. Marissa, can you tell us where customers can go to get more information on the program?
Information on the Utilities Assistance Program is available at the Ministry's website, mpu.gov.tt. We also have a Facebook page. You can also go to the TNTech site as well, and the information is available there. And persons could also call the Ministry at 625-9500, and additional information will be provided to you.
Okay, so thank you very much, Marissa, for joining us on the Power Chat this week. Thank you once again, listeners, for joining us, and we'll speak with you next week for another episode of Power Chat.